Virginia's Secretary of Natural Resources, Molly Ward, told a crowd at Waynesboro City Hall that winning the settlement required the efforts of many agencies and local governments. But she saved the loudest praise for her boss.
The one person who really brought this deal to a close, and of course is the ultimate deal maker and the ultimate deal closer, is Governor McAuliffe, using all his influence in Washington at the White House and with the Department of Interior and meeting directly with Sally Jewell herself that led us to be here today. And without the ultimate closer, this would not have happened.
Shortly before 3 in the afternoon, the ultimate closer stood up to speak.
Well, good morning, everybody. Sit down, relax. Great to be with the Senator Hanger.
McAuliffe listed a number of projects to be funded by the DuPont settlement: land preservation and restoration along the South River, water quality improvement, construction of a branch of the state's Natural History Museum in Waynesboro. In situations like this, it's been McAuliffe's custom to meet with local media afterward, but when he left the building, about a dozen protesters had already gathered.
Save our water!
No pipeline!
No pipeline!
Faced with a controversy, McAuliffe ducked into his SUV and sped away, leaving Jennifer Lewis, president of the anti-pipeline group Friends of Augusta, to complain.
I've never been pushed away by his security before, so that's a new one. But it's hard to sit here and listen to him boast about all the hard work he's done to protect our environment, save our water, when he's allowing these natural gas pipelines run through our mountains and our streams. It took them 40 years to get this deal of $50 million of contamination of mercury. Yep. So don't come to Waynesboro and say that you've done all this great work and how much hard work it's been for 40 years. What happens when a pipeline comes through and ruins our streams? Are we going to have to wait 40 years for compensation from Dominion for that?
Sharon Ponton, a pipeline opponent from Nelson County, noted a lawsuit had already been filed against the Mountain Valley Pipeline and predicted a similar action against the Atlantic Coast Pipeline.
ACP, there will be a lawsuit filed there too, because we're not stopping. We're not backing down.
Exactly.
We're not sitting down.
Yep.
We're going to continue to stand and fight, and they can just have to deal with us going through this
yep.
process.
McAuliffe has supported both projects. Of course, Virginia will soon have a new governor, but Ray Kasdan and Linda Smoke weren't hopeful that Ralph Northam would side with environmentalists on this issue.
No, I don't think he's going to come through.
Because, you know, he never disavowed the money that he received in his campaign from Dominion.
All agreed that the ACP and MVP could still be stopped in court, but Lewis noted that would be expensive.
Even though there are a lot of landowners and citizens opposing these pipelines, Dominion has an unlimited amount of money.
In the end, she was putting her faith in civil disobedience.
We can't count on anybody. Our elected representatives, both Democrat and Republican, are bought and paid for by Dominion. Our state water board, DEQ, they're all bought and paid for. It's going to be citizens standing against all of this corruption. All of us standing together, not allowing these bulldozers to come, and to stand up and say, we're not going to let this happen. We can't count on anybody else but ourselves.
All total, the governor announced $13 million in awards to agencies and local governments for environmental projects, but conceded that wasn't enough to fund the $95 million in requests his office received. I'm Sandy Houseman.